94.7 KMCH on this Monday. We kick off a brand new month with not one, but two guests of the day this morning. I turn over my right shoulder and I say, good morning, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, how are you?
I'm all right, and remind everybody who you are, please.
I am Denise Cherry.
Good. Thanks for coming in, Denise. That's our guest of the day segment. No, I'm kidding. We have more to do than that. Starlighters 2 up there. Electric Boogaloo up in Anamosa. Beautiful theater. We were there last year for hometown tours. And what took you so long to come back and visit? Was it something I said? Was it something I did? Or what was it?
No, I've just been busy.
Okay. I'll allow that. So, no, you have been busy. You guys getting ready to open up a big program with a very special meaning, too, up there. Let's talk a little bit about Lost Memories and what's coming soon to the Starlighters 2 stage.
We are performing Lost Memories that was written by a Cascade native, Sean Carr. It is about a family living in Iowa learning and having to adjust to one of their family members developing a form of dementia or Alzheimer's disease. And though the subject of the play is a sad one, I can promise that it's neither mullet or depressing.
Yeah, so this is an uplifting message is what this is. And so, okay, Cascade Native writes the play. How did it come to be performed by a cast on a stage here in Eastern Iowa?
From what Sean has explained to us multiple times, he's just a factory worker who had a dream that he wanted to put on paper. Mm-hmm. And then he had some friends read it over, and then it was recommended to be brought to stage.
And here it is now. So let's talk about when it will be on that stage, because I know you guys are rehearsing it now. You're working on it right now. So when can the public see it?
We have been granted 2 weekends of performances. We will be performing this coming weekend, August 5th, 6th, and 7th, and the following weekend on the 12th, 13th, and 14th.
And it looks like, Friday and Saturday shows, 7:30, and Sunday shows are 2:30, right? So kind of a matinee sort of thing.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what it means to do this play and what it means to the community to bring this to life.
Since a lot of our cast has a personal connection to this topic, mm-hmm. We're hoping to shed light on conversations that need to be able to happen, and to show people who are going through the same situations that there are places that can help and yeah. There are places you can go to.
You know, and as somebody who, you know, luckily our family wasn't dealt too much with Alzheimer's, the beginning stages of it, but I think up until this came along, a lot of folks could kind of signify or see themselves in The Notebook. You know, that was probably that James Garner, Jessica Tandy movie. Oh, I could see a lot of what our family's going through in that. But now you're going to see it here locally on an even more granular level, the way it sounds.
Absolutely. We sort of bring you into the home of Phyllis Delaney and her family.
Gotcha. Denise Cherry with us, by the way. Starlighters 2. It is still Starlighters 2, or with inflation, has it gone up to 3 now?
It's just 2.
Okay, it's still 2. Gotcha. So you got the shows coming up, and we'll remind everybody when those are. But let's talk about what else is going on in conjunction with the shows the next couple of weekends.
We actually have some memory care specialists that will be there after every show to do talkbacks with the audience and answer any questions they may have. These specialists being, I apologize if I butcher any names.
Oh, I do it all the time, Denise. Don't feel bad. Happens here all the time.
These specialists are Tara Mesher of TLC, who is actually a sponsor of the show, and Lindsay Ehlers with Mercy Care, who will both be at the performances on the first weekend. Shelley Edwards of Positive Approach to Care, the TIPA Snow Dementia Care Fund organization, who will be there after the August 6th show. Cheryl Ferguson of Dementia Friendly Iowa will be there after the August 12th and 14th performances. And Christine Hess of the Iowa Alzheimer's Association will be there for the August 13th talkback. There will also be information tables in the lobby both before and after the shows.
I don't know why you were worried about mispronouncing those. Those are easy ones. You need to look at my birthday list I'm going to read later this morning. Those are the names you got to worry about mispronouncing. So again, you've got 2 weekends. It starts this weekend. Before we run through the dates again, and again, the name of the program, the name of the play, Lost Memories, up at Starlighters 2 up in Anamosa. How can folks get tickets? And then run everybody through the when and how of all that stuff.
Okay, so you are able to get tickets at starlighters.org. Our information should be right on that front homepage. You'll be able to click and select which dates and which seats you'd like to sit at. Those will be available for the August 5th, 6th, and 7th. The Friday and Saturday will be starting at 7:30, and the Sunday show will be starting at 2 o'clock. And then on August 12th, 13th, and 14th, the same thing. Friday and Saturday are 7:30, and Sunday is 2 o'clock.
So I couldn't get on there now and book shows for, like, the following weekend. It's just you can do it 1 week at a time. Or can I do?
You can book for either weekend.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. What is it like to have, and I know we talked about this last year when we did the hometown tour, but to have this kind of show, this kind of performance venue, this kind of acting talent right in Jones County, that's got to be a pretty cool feeling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's great to have met so many amazingly talented people to be able to perform this with.
Yeah, so Lost Memories this weekend and next weekend. And then will you come back? You got anything else coming up, like, for the fall and the winter seasons? Anything to keep you busy up there?
There are more shows coming up. The next one at Starlighters is called Wolves.
Okay.
It is about an indoor girls soccer team. And then there is another one after that, which is Barefoot in the Park.
Oh, I've heard of Barefoot in the Park. Yeah, I've also heard Tennis Shoot in the Park too. That's a completely different show. You've got to come back and visit us more often. All right,
absolutely.
Keep us on the straight and narrow, and bring a little sense of culture to this broadcast, if you would. So, best of luck. Break all the legs this weekend. All right, and next weekend too. Give everybody, Denise, that website one more time so we can get tickets, please.
That is at starlighters.org.
Now take a big deep breath. Now the hard part's over. Best of luck this weekend, all right?
Thank you so much.
You can check them out on their website, on their Facebook page as well. Guest of the day, part two rolls on. We go from the stage of the Starlighters to talking about racing pretty quick. We'll talk about that with our next guest coming up right here on Mix 94.7.